It's important to understand that not every job that has a foreign national candidate for it and consideration for an employment visa hanging off it, not every local job needs to have a local worker for it. It just depends on all the circumstances of the case. There will be circumstances where you can envisage the nature of the position and the circumstances that give rise to that foreign national needing to do that work. It becomes very self-evident that no local recruitment exercise would need to be undertaken. But how it works is if you are asked by the Immigration Department for proof of a local recruitment exercise, you have to show it. That is, if you've conducted it, you need to show that you've done it. If you've conducted it unsuccessfully, you have an opportunity to explain why, supplying proof. However you've gone about the recruitment exercise, and then just explaining how that process works. If you haven't conducted it, then you have to justify your application from the perspective that you're the right person for the job. And either way, the sophistication of the consideration exercise relegates the question of the mechanics of the recruitment process, to my way of thinking, to being merely a bit part. There's more important things going on here. So you have to be absolutely certain that no local can do a job before you make a claim that no one locally can reasonably be expected to do that job. And that's where all your focus should lie. Okay, I hope this helps.